You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, just take a look at the calendar. It's a Thursday already. It seems like just the other day we were sitting here Monday afternoon. I said, hey, look, the weekend's going to be here before you know it. Tomorrow's free-for-all Friday, heading into the weekend with some festivals going on. And Big Gretna Fest is happening this weekend with another good lineup. Looks like Sunday might be a day where you could see some rain, but this is not the first time we've dealt with rain with Gretna Fest. So, you know, it will happen. And a lot depends, as we've seen in the forecast, on how close to the New Orleans area this band of showers comes. It's down in the Gulf of Mexico, and so it's a system, not a storm or anything, but it's a system. And there could be some really stormy weather. I mean, 4 to 8 inches just around the mouth of the Mississippi River and down in the Gulf, and then 2 to 4 inches getting closer to New Orleans. And so if this gets close to the city, we could just get a lot of heavy rain. But if it doesn't get too close, then we won't get a lot of heavy rain. So, I mean, at this point, nobody knows. So we just have to kind of wait and see. But I would not change your plans because you never know what the weather's going to do. Hey, you really didn't think the government shutdown was going to be over by today, did you? Well, it goes on. And people are being inconvenienced. I'm getting ready to take a trip to Portland, and you know, I've got to get my passport updated, or I have to get the real ID. You know, I was one of those who procrastinated and didn't get the real ID. Honestly, you know, my son has my birth certificate, and it was complicated. I was doing some moving around, and I just said, look, you just keep this, and he's got some other things of mine and hasn't been able to get to him. So he's got that. I don't have a Social Security card, but I have to get one, and I can do that without too much trouble. But this government shutdown may prevent me from going back to seeing my family in Portland. And my granddaughter's birthday is coming up Halloween. So I want to be there. So I'm affected by it. And I know a lot of people in this area are affected by it. So, you know, I'll let you know how things go. And if you are, you know, waiting for a passport or waiting for something that the government does, you may have to wait a little longer for it. And I was reading that also there are problems with real estate deals, that if you're waiting for a real estate deal to go through, it may be delayed because of the government shutdown. Look, there's some really good news here. The early voting in New Orleans, the turnout indicates that there's going to be a lot of interest in the election, and there should be. There should be a lot of interest in this election because we have gone through just a lot of problems over the last 8 years, and they intensified with the re-election of Mayor Cantrell. But remember the mishandling of the Hard Rock Cafe? I mean, remember that person's body part was sticking out of the wrecked structure? Just the whole handling of that was questioned. And the Mayor Cantrell administration was questioned about how that was all handled. So there's been one thing after another. And then just the just the distraction of taking advantage of the citizens of New Orleans with her travels and things like that. And, you know, here she is asking in her final plan, she's asking for a $74 million tax and fee increase paid for by the businesses and the citizens of New Orleans. Do you know why? Because the city's broke. She knew the city was broke when she was globetrotting with her boy toy. And, you know, this was the mentality of the woman who became mayor. So you're damn right people are frustrated. And I, you know, I hope we have a record turnout of voting. I don't know that we will, but I hope we do. And I hope that people don't look at the polls and think, well, you know, she doesn't need my vote because she's so far ahead in the polls. I'm just going to relax and, you know, watch TV. I mean, you can't have that attitude, because if you have that attitude, somebody else might win. And regardless of the polls, I don't care who you're voting for. And then on the other side, if you see somebody that you're voting for and he's like down in the polls and you think he doesn't have a chance, well, if you don't vote, he doesn't have a chance. So I would tell you to vote and just ignore the polls. I wish we didn't have polls. I really do. I wish it was really just up to us to decide, not based on the follow the leader idea of people want to vote for a winner and people think, well, if she's got that much support, then maybe she must be the best, so I'll vote for her too. You know, what if we didn't have polls? I mean, for even a presidential campaign, what if we didn't have polls? And what if it was just really up to us to decide who we would vote for? I think turnouts would be different, because I think polls affect voting, and it shouldn't be that way. So here in New Orleans, you know, it is just so important that you vote. It's October the 2nd. The election is October the 11th, and early voting is still going on. But if you don't vote early, plan to get out there and vote, you know, and there might be a line. You know, you might have to wait. I mean, so what? You know, we saw what happened when people don't go to the polls. We ended up with the re-election of LaToya Cantrell. And realizing that she wasn't going to face the voters again, LaToya Cantrell took advantage of us. She really took advantage of us. She stuck it to us. And it's important to vote. It's also important to hold the politicians accountable once they're in office. And I hope whoever wins isn't in office just doing the things that they need to do to get reelected, because that's what a lot of them do. They just focus on doing what they need to do. That's what Cantrell did. They focus on what they need to do to get reelected, and then they don't care. Well, I'd like to see somebody who would actually care if they do get reelected. But, you know, we have time to worry about that. But I'm hoping that this early voter turnout is an indication that a lot of people do get out and vote. The Saints are having problems with injuries. It almost seems like it's the same thing every year. Now, every team deals with injuries. It seems like injuries are more frequent than ever before, not only in the NFL, but also in the NBA. And I'm not exactly sure why. Are these games so tough now, so rough, that injuries are just going to be a problem? I mean, obviously, they're going to be injuries, but it just seems like there are more injuries. And it's discouraging. I mean, we've got Chase Young, this defensive end, who was supposed to. I mean, this guy, when I think he was with Ohio State, when Chase Young was in college, man, he was a beast. He was also a beast when he was in the NFL. And then now he's with the Saints. He's at the, you know, toward the end of his career, but they thought that he still had some beast left in him. And I think he does, but he could be a beast, but if he's sitting on the sidelines, it doesn't matter whether he's a beast or not. We don't want a beast on the sidelines. We want a beast in the game. So he's going to miss his fifth consecutive game. Right guard Cesar Ruiz is unable to play, is probably going to also be unable to play against the Giants on Sunday. And left guard Trevor Penning mispracticed yesterday because of an ankle injury that that makes it seem like he might not be able to play. Taysom Hill and tight end Foster Moreau, they did practice yesterday. So that's good news. And this is the first day they're eligible since the beginning of the season to, I think, to play in a game. And we really miss Taysom Hill. So I hope he's ready to go. I mean, the guy's 35 years old. So, you know, we need to get him. He doesn't act it. He doesn't look it. So we need to get him in there. We need to get him playing. So, you know, that's been another problem. So Jimmy Kimmel's audience has dropped by 64% after the big spike when he first came back. This should not be a surprise to anybody. And I want to continue just a brief conversation we started yesterday, but I want to continue it. I also did a video about this on Scoot on the Air Substack. And if you haven't joined me yet, I hope you will download the Substack app. I do videos every day, at least one, and I would love for you to view the videos and comment. Please become a subscriber. Go download the Substack app and then just search Scoot on the Air and you'll find me and then become a subscriber. And you can comment on the videos that I post. And I talk about some things that I don't talk about on the show. So I mentioned the other day about how I hope presidential comedy doesn't come to an end because it's been going on for a long time. And with Jimmy Kimmel and with Stephen Colbert and with just even Jimmy Fallon saying he's going to keep his head down and really not talk about politics unless he like really has to. And he's been the less political of the three, and he's concerned about what might happen to him if he gets too political. But Jimmy Kimmel's audience shrinking is not a big deal. But through all of this, I hope we don't lose this art of presidential comedy. And I mentioned that when I was a kid, my parents had this album about the first family, John F. Kennedy, Jacqueline Kennedy, the first family. John and Caroline, and it was comedy. Now, look, it's not as sophisticated as comedy today. It's not as sharp or hard-hitting as comedy today. But in the context of the times, this comedy album about the Kennedy family in the White House was pretty outrageous. And so we're going to play some cuts from that album in the next hour. And it's just part of a conversation about how, you know, presidential comedy goes way back, and every president has been made fun of. My God, there was one joke after another about Ronald Reagan. There have been jokes about every president, and I hope that doesn't come to an end, because we should be able to laugh at presidents, because sometimes they say outrageous or really dumb things, and we should be able to make fun of them. And for those who are, when one president is in the White House, they don't want jokes about that president. Inevitably, there's going to be another president, and they're going to want to make jokes about that president. So as Americans, let us not lose the art of presidential comedy. And look, and I know sometimes it gets to be disturbing, but, you know, in a lot of ways, that's what comedy is. It's an exaggeration of the truth. It's bizarre. It's stuff that is crazy, is outrageous. I mean, that's what makes it comedy. It's not real. And so we should be able to make fun of presidents because it's going on for a long time and it's part of freedom of speech. So we'll talk about that in the next hour. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He's at the controls in the other studio. It's right over there. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. And happy Life of a Showgirl Eve to all who celebrate.
It's coming out tomorrow.
It comes out tonight at midnight.
Oh, you Swifty, you.
Eastern time.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah, you know, my girlfriend's an enormous, enormous Swifty.
You're infected. You've been infected. Your girlfriend's infected you.
I mean, call it what you want. I'm kind of excited, too. You know, I want to see what this girl's going to do tonight.
Well, you know, I talked about this during the Eras Tour. You know, the Eras Tour was as big as a tour can get.
Doesn't get any bigger.
No. And she was just on top. my question was, what was she going to do after this? How was she going to follow this up? It doesn't have to be as big, but a lot of people were wondering, how is she going to follow this up? One of the challenges that stars have is when they capture an audience, and she's been building an audience for a while, but she really captured the audience with the Eras Tour. It was younger people and some people a little bit older who were following her from the beginning. But Taylor Swift is a marketing genius, and she has done a great job capturing an audience. The big question is, can you follow up with the same audience? Because the audience changes. The audience doesn't stay the same. And you have to change with your audience. And if you don't, then you lose the audience, and there's going to be somebody new that's taking the much younger audience away. So, you know, you've got to change with your audience to hold them because they're changing. You know, I was in music radio for a long time. I wouldn't be the same if I were in music radio today because my audience has changed, and many people who listen to me on music radio, they've changed, and they're listening to talk radio now. So this was an obvious change for me. So I would like to hear what she's doing as well. So tomorrow, can we sample the story of a showgirl?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, The Life of a Showgirl drops tonight at midnight Eastern time, so 11 o'clock here. And, you know, she said on New Heights, back a couple days before she got engaged, which I don't know, we didn't really talk about this. I don't know if you were aware of this. You know, you saw the engagement photos and all that.
Yes.
Travis had somebody setting all that up in the backyard while they were taping that podcast.
Really?
Yeah. So he distracted her for the, you know, 2 hours and 3 minutes that they were chatting on that podcast together. And out back, somebody was setting up that photo shoot. And then he took a ride out back, and I think he did it right there. Yeah.
But, you know, of all the ways to distract Taylor Swift, a podcast would not be my first choice.
Well, she did say in that podcast that, you know, it's kind of a back to basics, sort of just pop bangers. It's not, it's not the sort of like introspective, lyrical, squishy bedroom pop that her last album was. And sort of just kind of, you know, strip away a lot of the, the more sophisticated songwriting and just put out an album full of pop bangers.
And she was writing this while she was on the Eras Tour.
Yeah. She wrote like 3 albums and recorded them while she was on the road.
It's amazing. She is truly amazing. So, we'll sample that on the show tomorrow. That'll be cool. That'll be cool to sample that. All right, we're going to get to some of your early text messages. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, I want to know why in the last couple of days we've had so many accidents on like the Bonnie Carey Spillway. I mean, haven't there been, you know, a few accidents? Yesterday there was a big accident, another one today. I mean, what's going on with the traffic here? Why do you think there are so many accidents, and some of them are pileups? There was a pileup on the causeway, and I think I know why. I mean, I think it's really one simple thing. And driving home yesterday from downtown to West End, I saw it happen again. And I guess I'm surprised that there aren't even more problems. But what do you think is the big problem with causing these accidents? What's the big reason that there's so many accidents? And you get an accident on the Bonnie Carey Spillway, and man, it's a mess. I mean, it's an inconvenience in your life, all because of what? What are people doing? What do you notice when you're out there driving? We'll talk about that when we come back. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, I remember when this happened, and we talked about it a lot on the show that day. On this day in 2017, Tom Petty passed away. Cardiac arrest. He died in his Malibu home. He was taken to the UCLA Medical Center, could not be revived, and later that night, his family and friends gathered. He was taken off life support, and not long after that, he passed away. Tom Petty was 66 years old. And so today, we remember Tom Petty. He was indeed a legend and really just a traditional rocker. Tom Petty was the personification of a rocker. And he did a lot of drugs. In fact, he died doing a lot of drugs. We'll talk more about that as the afternoon goes on. I'm Scoot, and we will be back on WW.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, all right, so why do you think there's so many accidents? And when these accidents happen on the spillway, they're really serious and you get tied up in traffic for a long time. What's the deal? What do you think it is? You're out there driving. Many of you drive the spillway on a regular basis or even the causeway. Big accident on the causeway this morning. So what's the primary cause of this? Is it speed? What do you think? The Owen Hart Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. Now, look, I'm not going to change the world by talking about this. People are still going to do the wrong things, and they're still going to get into accidents. But if I bring up this conversation, and if I make myself more aware of it, and if I make you more aware of it, then you and I are not the ones who are going to get involved in an accident. And if I can help myself, if I can help you, then that's, you know, I can't take care of everybody. So that's all I really care about, taking care of me, taking care of our audience. I mean, I wish everybody would pay attention, but they're not going to. So I can't be unrealistic about this. Because I talk about this, it's not going to suddenly change. But it may bring us more aware of what's going on to where, you know, we don't get involved in those problems. Because, man, you can die or you can end up with an injury. And it's not like these lawyer commercials where, hey, I got $500,000. I got $1 million. Let me tell you something. The person who got $1 million in a settlement, they don't look like the person you see on TV. And you may not know, even if it is somebody that you see on TV and they're all happy and joyous, you may not know the whole story. But that was one serious accident. And there could be life-changing things going on in that person's life. So, you know, this idea that there's money out there for you. All you have to do is get into a serious accident. I hate that approach to accidents. Lawyers have a right to do that. But you need to know that a lot of them are actors. They've got in very small print there, paid actor, or just, I forget how they say it, but it's, you know, they mention that the person is being paid to do that. I know a couple of people who have been paid to do that. to act all excited about all the money they got. Listen, a lot of these people who get this money, they're really hurt. I mean, they're in pain the rest of their lives. Some of them are in wheelchairs. Some people never walk again. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to trade walking around for $1 million. I'm not going to trade my ability to walk for $500,000, $800,000. You know, just don't buy into this idea that, man, it's a new day. I hope I get into a serious accident today so I can get some of that money. That money is for people who are seriously injured. And I just don't like the way they make it seem like, you know, this is the best thing that can happen to you. This is a quick money grab. It's like winning the lottery. No, it's not. So if I can make us aware of the situation and what causes these problems, then maybe I can keep us from being involved in that, because, you know, I don't want a bunch of money if I'm going to be in pain the rest of my life. I don't want a bunch of money if I'm going to be in a wheelchair. I don't want a bunch of money if, you know, if I can't talk, if I'm paralyzed. You know, I'm not going to trade money for my freedom and my health as a human being. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Tim in Metairie. Tim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Long-time listener.
Appreciate it, Tim.
Taking my call.
Yeah. Thanks, sure.
So, comment about the driving. Let me explain to you. I know we have fog and we've got, you know, the normal stuff that people deal with as they drive down the highway. Biggest problem, distracted drivers, put the phones down. Yeah. I can give you a prime example. 2 years ago, my wife was working in Baton Rouge, driving back to New Orleans, 5-6 o'clock in the evening. Kind of stop and go traffic. Guy behind her was on his phone texting, didn't even stop. 70 miles an hour, slammed into the back of her. She took her 2 years to get back to normal. She had to learn how to walk again.
Wow.
You know, and then the whole, you know, insurance thing, we talked to multiple attorneys. We were dealing with the lawsuit stuff. Never had been on that side of the coin. Never, ever had to sue anybody. Never had any kind of big deal accidents to deal with. Any attorney you talk to, it's a $1 million settlement. Problem is, Louisiana is an ERISA state. Ask any attorney to explain that to you. What that means is that if you get a $1 million settlement, but your medical expenses are $750,000, your payment of coming to you goes to the insurance company first. They get their money before you do. That's in Louisiana. The insurance companies lobby the legislature, got the laws put in place, that these huge settlements, they get paid back first. Even though we pay our premiums and we had insurance to cover all of this, because the gentleman that hit her was from Texas. He did have insurance, but he just had state minimums. So they only had $30,000 of insurance coming from him to pay.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately, we had uninsured motorists and underinsured motorists in our policy. My folks raised me. You know, insurance is kind of a necessary evil, but we pay a little more to have a little extra insurance.
Sure.
And a lot of that kicked in and did cover some of our expenses. But the settlement coming in, you know, $1 million, her bill at the hospital and of her rehab. And, you know, 2 years later, we still got another surgery to go through.
Well, and how much did the attorney take?
Well, fortunately, it never went to trial. So that's the other thing.
Okay.
When you take an attorney contract, 33%. If it goes to trial, it's 41%.
Oh, yeah.
So
I mean, so, yeah, 30, some of them
they
are.
Took 30% right out the top. And then on top of that, the insurance company got their money back. So needless to say, my wife did not get $1 million. We still haven't settled with it. We're still going back and forth on, because we haven't closed the case. She's still
so
got
are you telling me you haven't seen any money?
Not a dollar. We're out probably $50,000 out of our own pocket.
Oh, wow.
And what's really unfortunate is that a lot of people don't have money in a savings account that they can pay. You know, there's the situations that the doctors that are seeing her and treating her, a lot of them won't treat her until we pay co-pays and deductibles and we have insurance. But you got to pay everything up front for them to even see you. And you know, the attorneys are like, well, we can give you money that you can go get her taken care of. But the biggest problem is that it comes out of your settlement. So every dollar you take from the attorney is literally an interest-bearing loan coming from the attorney to pay your medical bills, and then when you get your settlement, all of that's deducted.
Yeah, the attorneys are going to take from like 30 to, I mean, I've heard up to 44%. So they're going to take
41%.
They're going to take their
check.
All right. So, Tim, how's your wife doing now?
She's fine. She's back to work. You know, we're dealing with some lack of a better term, some mental issues. I mean, you know, she went through a pretty traumatic experience.
Yeah.
It was 2 weeks. She was in a hospital, didn't even realize who she was, where she was.
Oh, my God.
You know, but, you know, thank God. We're really blessed. She's fine. She's back to work. But now we're dealing with some physical issues, like the skin on her legs got pulled away from her muscles. So, you know, we're dealing with some kind of cosmetic surgery to fix that kind of stuff. But to this day, she won't wear shorts anymore because there's just a huge scar across the top of her legs. So, you know, there's just a whole bunch of stuff that is not encompassed. But the biggest eye-opening experience for me is that when we started the settlement talks, the first thing was that Blue Cross Blue Shield came in and said, okay, well, we're putting a lien on this, and we're going to get all of our money back before anybody gets a dollar. And like I said, her hospital bill at the hospital in Baton Rouge is where they took her because the accident was in Baton Rouge, was touching $1 million. And they're going to get their money back before anybody gets a dollar. And when I started questioning it, it was because Louisiana is an ERISA state. Now, I will say this. We split time between here and Alabama. Alabama is also an ERISA state. But the laws in Alabama state that the victim gets their money first. And then the insurance companies can take back what's left after the settlement.
Tim,
in Louisiana, it's the opposite.
Be a little more clear with me.
Alabama doesn't have quite the issue with the attorneys and the pay for play and all that other stuff and the accident scene like they have here in Louisiana.
Yeah. Tell me, just be a little more specific. I want to make sure that I understand. What kind of state would you say it again?
It's an ERISA, ERISA law.
ERISA.
It's called ERISA.
ERISA state. Okay.
Any attorney can probably do a much better job of explaining to you than I can. I'm not an attorney, but I've had thousands of conversations with our attorneys, with Blue Cross attorneys, and basically the insurance companies went to the legislature and lobbied the legislature. They have tons of money to do that. And they got these laws passed that said that any settlement on an accident, they get their money first. That's what it all boils down to.
Tim, this just really speaks to what I was just what I was just talking about with this idea that, hey, it's a new day. Maybe I get into an accident today and get some money. And yeah. I hate that impression that people have. And, you know, your story is real. And this is exactly what I'm talking about.
I heard more than once you got hit by the wrong person. Have we got hit by a big truck or somebody that had tons of insurance? Well, then maybe we will. You know, maybe the dollars coming our way would have been more. My whole focus was to get my wife back to normal. I mean, I don't care what it cost me. We're not looking for payday. I just wanted me to be made whole. I will say our car insurance stepped right up, gave us a check for the full value of the car. No questions asked.
Good.
My rates didn't go up. Things happen the way it should have happened because the way my parents raised me. And like, you know, hey, insurance sucks. You got to pay it, but there's a reason for it. And after 40 years of paying it, I actually had to use it, and it worked. I'm not saying it didn't. I give the insurance companies all the credit for stepping up. It's the health insurance, the Blue Cross, and the medical side, you know. And then the first thing I asked is, well, what if we would have not had underinsured and all this other additional insurances on my policy? How much money would they have taken then? None. There was none to take.
It's so unfair. I know, but, you know, I understand what you're dealing with, because when I was hit by a motorcycle, you know, walking across a canal, you know, the guy took off, or I'm assuming it's a guy, the person took off, and there was nobody to sue. So, you know, I'm stuck, there's no lawyer representing me. I'm stuck, you know, paying the bills. And then, you know, when they, you know, the EMS that takes me to the hospital, I had to pay $1,100 for that. Now, you know, a lot of other people who can't pay, well, they just get taken free. I mean, I guess it goes against their credit if they can't pay, but you know, if you can't pay, you get a free ride to the hospital. If you can pay, it's going to cost you $1,100.
Right. Bottom line to me was my wife is fine. And fortunately, we had a little money in the bank that we could pay these bills. You know, it's just frustrating that, you know, of all the people that you see here and talk about all the commercials on TV, you know, I really question how accurate that is. I mean, you know, all the TV commercials, $1 million here, $2 million there, $500,000, they're not telling you. You know, and I think there's some legislation pending now that they're supposed to be able to come out and tell you exactly how much the victim got versus what the settlement was.
See, that would be
completely different numbers.
Exactly, that would be, but they're not going to do that. You know,
there's some legislation pending now, but I agree. You know, again, I don't want to, you know, broad stroke the legislature, but the bulk of folks in legislature are attorneys.
Yeah.
They understand the process, and they can sway either way as to how they want to do it. But our attorneys told us that there are legislation pending that would basically, it's kind of truth in settlement, which basically says
that would
the settlement number is not the payment number. They are two completely different numbers, and they do not ever get close to each other.
That would be a very, very good thing. I hope that passes. So, Tim, I'm sorry you went through this.
I just wanted to say thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate
you talking about this, and I appreciate you letting me say what happened to me. This is not across the world. This is just what happened to me and my wife, but I just wanted you to hear.
Tim, I appreciate that. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. We're going to get to some of your text messages coming up. So I still haven't mentioned what I think is the major cause of these major accidents on a place like the Spillway. We'll talk about that when we come back. Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful afternoon. Tomorrow is the beginning of the weekend. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WW.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, you know, look, driving fast is one of the problems, but that's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem that I see with these multi-car accidents and these really serious car accidents, yes, as Tim pointed out just a moment ago, distracted driving is a major factor. But I think the other major factor is tailgating. I saw a guy yesterday, Texas license plate on the car, and this was driving from the station downtown to my apartment at West End. And this guy is, when I say tailgating, I mean, he's right on the tail of the other car. I mean, he was as close as they are in NASCAR, in a NASCAR race. I mean, like, maybe a foot or two at 65 miles an hour. If anything goes wrong in front of this guy's going to slam into the back of this car. And then he was changing lanes, and he was right behind that car. I mean, like a foot, 2 feet away from the bumper. And then another car in the other lane goes, a little faster, so that he jumps over to that lane and then jumps back. And, you know, it's this tailgating. I mean, it's like, you know, these people are like drafting behind the cars. And distracted driving is a big, big factor. But I also think tailgating is a big factor. And I see it in New Orleans East. Although that's pretty wide open, I don't see it that often in New Orleans East. I see the speeds are high, so it's not speed as much as it is tailgating. Because there are not as many accidents. I mean, I don't have the stats right in front of me, but I don't think there's as many accidents in New Orleans East on the I-10 as there are on the spillway and in that area because, you know, the cars, they just get so close to each other and everybody's in such a hurry. Do you think a few feet, do you think a few yards is really going to make that much difference as to when you arrive at your destination? Of course not. So, you know, there's no reason. And tailgating, you know, you could be 10 yards behind the car in front of you, but that's still tailgating if you're going 70 miles an hour. So just, I don't know, just think about that. Let's go to Ian and get to some of your texts.
Here's the text message that says, this morning on the high rise, a Honda Accord almost cut me off because I had the audacity to not speed excessively. I'm already going 80. How fast over the speed limit you want me to go?
Wow. Yeah, that's, look, that's happened to me as well. And they get right behind you. If they run into you, it's their fault. So I don't know why people are just so stupid when they get behind the wheel of a car. And I think that's the reason for these multiple accidents that are taking place on the spillway. And those are bad accidents.
Mark, the historian, is listening today. He says, following too closely while speeding is the primary cause of most wrecks. I drive the causeway a lot, and I see a lot of idiots out there, which, you know, maybe we're not giving enough credit to the audience. And I don't mean our audience in particular, just Louisiana drivers. We're just kind of bad drivers, huh?
Yeah, we are bad drivers.
Why? We
are bad drivers. I mean, I've lived all over the country, and we're bad drivers. Now, they've got a certain faction in Portland and Seattle that are bad drivers too. They're so cautious.
Antifa can't drive.
That
well, that's what I heard.
They're bad drivers because they're so damn courteous. I mean, they go out of their way to slow down. And anyway, that can be a problem as well, being too courteous to where you slam on your brakes to let somebody in. So that can be aggravating. But here, no doubt, we're just bad drivers.
I'm going to do a couple more quick ones here. By the way, Mark, the historian, earlier texted in something I thought was funny. He says, not having Cesar Ruiz before a football game is like not having your bagpipes when you go deer hunting. I feel bad for Caesar, but that is a pretty funny thing to say.
Yeah, good comment.
A text that says, the problem on the spillway is riding in the left lane. People need to learn to accelerate, pass, and then change back to the right lane.
Yeah.
Going 1 mile an hour faster than that person and taking 3 to 5 miles to pass them is wrong.
Yeah, that is wrong. In fact, there's a new law. I mean, this law just went into effect in Louisiana.
Good.
That you're not supposed to cruise in the left lane. The problem is they're not going to enforce it.
Yeah.
And so people are going to continue to do it.
I'll leave you with this one apropos of nothing. You were talking about how you didn't get your real ID yet and you're worried about that.
Yeah.
People are kind of dragging you, you know, because, you know, you had some time.
I had plenty. It's my fault.
Plenty of time.
Oh, I'm sorry the government shut down because I procrastinate. I expect the government to be ready when I'm finally ready.
It's my turn, damn it.
But
here's
no,
a text that says, hey, Scoot, if you need a new passport, contact Senator Cassidy or Senator Kennedy's office, and they can expedite it for you.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm going to do that. I've got a passport that expired recently enough to where I don't have to go through the whole process. They can just renew it. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls and more of your texts coming up. But I want to continue this conversation about driving because, like, it's such a big issue locally. But also we're going to talk about other things in the next hour. But I want to talk about the tailgating, the distracted driving, and, you know, driving in the left lane when you're not supposed to be in the left lane. You don't have a right to be there. Move over. Why is it so difficult to move over? And it bothers me that people are so oblivious to the reality that they're stacking up traffic. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right. It's the tailgating. It's the distracted driving. You know, what else is it? And if we just bring ourselves more aware, bring ourselves to the point where we're more aware of what's causing these accidents, then maybe you and I are not going to get into an accident. We can't worry about everybody, but let's worry about us. Also, we'll talk about whether or not presidential comedy is going to continue. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.